In one of the largest unauthorized releases of classified military files since the Vietnam War-era Pentagon Papers in 1971, the website WikiLeaks published some 91,000 documents of Pentagon field reports related to the war in Afghanistan. The documents, totaling over 200,000 pages, covers the period from January 2004 to December 2009, spanning the last 5 years of the Bush presidency and the first year of the Obama administration. The Archive of Military Logs reveals a grim picture of a failing war that polls find is increasingly unpopular among a majority of Americans. The documents describe unreported incidents of U.S. and NATO forces killing of Afghan civilians, expansion of a CIA assassination program targeting suspected Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders, the Taliban's acquisition of ground-to-air heat-seeking missiles, and the use of Predator and Reaper remote-controlled drones piloted from a U.S. base in Nevada. Among the most publicized information from the classified documents in the U.S. were reports that Pakistan's military intelligence agency, the ISI, continues to actively support and strategize the war with the Taliban leadership. The White House and Pentagon have condemned the release of the documents, as some commentators and politicians call for the prosecution of those who leaked the files and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, an Australian citizen. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Tom Engelhardt, creator of the Nation Institute's TomDispatch.com website and co-founder of the American Empire Project. He assesses the importance of the WikiLeaks documents and their possible effect on U.S.-Afghan war policy.
Well, I'll tell you, the major point to me is not what's in the documents. It's true that if you had been reading, for instance, TomDispatch.com or other places like it, you wouldn't be surprised by most of what's there. I mean, the news is, you know, but the real story here isn't specifically what's in the documents, but that for the second time in a month, the first time being General McChrystal's escapade with Rolling Stone, his firing, and the appointment of General Petraeus, a runaway story about Afghanistan has burst its way through onto the front pages of American papers and to the top of the news. This has really been, the Afghan war has been the war that time more or less forgot, in the United States anyway. And I think that's probably the biggest news. And with it goes, I mean, it's true that if you were reading Tom Dispatch, you probably knew a lot of this. But generally, if you were an American out there just reading whatever was in the mainstream, you had to get pretty deep into your newspaper most of the time to find anything about this stuff. So I think this is news, and I think the basic message of these documents, and only about 75,000 have been released so far. I think the Times, the Guardian, and Der Spiegel got to look at the full 91 or 92,000, but there are about 15,000 that WikiLeaks hasn't even released yet. I think the real message is pretty blunt, which is, Afghanistan grim, Afghan war going badly. I mean, it's not complicated at some level. And in fact, what these documents describe is a war that at every level, 9 years later almost, is going disastrously for the United States by the standards of the people who are fighting it.
The Obama administration responding to these leaked documents basically said, well, this covered a period of time, 6 years in the Afghan war, that extended from 2004 under President Bush to December 2009 when Barack Obama launched his new surge, his 30,000 troop surge in Afghanistan and what they claim is a change policy there. Is there any reason to believe that the documents here paint a picture that's outdated?
Well, I would say this is disingenuous because, first of all, the Pentagon Papers, which this is often compared to, although it's a complicated analogy to make, by the time they were released during the Vietnam War, what was in them was 3 years old. I mean, these documents end in December 2009. This is a little less than a year after Obama came into power. In that same December, he had already surged in March of 2009. He doubled down again that very December. So I would say that the last of them actually reflect the Obama world. I mean, I mean, if anything, under Obama, things have gotten worse, not better. I mean, in other words, it's true that this is, quote, old news, but the new news, if you're dealing with most of these subjects, for instance, the Taliban surge, because we surged, but the Taliban surge too. The Taliban surge. worse in 2010 than in 2009. The Afghan army, corruption, you know, inadequacy, numbers not what they say they are, et cetera, et cetera. Same in 2010 as 2009. I mean, I think in essence, I mean, what they're claiming is simply that their counterinsurgency program is a new program, although they were doing that in 2009 too. The people who are saying this is old news, other than the administration itself, were people for whom, until recently, the Afghan war was no news. So, you know, the first response was, well, old news, nothing new here, out of date anyway. Now, the newest one is the administration, particularly Secretary of Defense Gates and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mullen, have grabbed this story, and they finally turned to the issue of blood. But in this case, the blood is not the blood that's on American hands. It's the prospective blood that's going to be on the hands of Julian Assange, the fellow who's the founder of WikiLeaks, because some of these documents that he released had the names of Afghan informers in them, and they may be killed.
Tom, do you think that the release of these documents will in any way affect the course of the war, how the Pentagon's going to fight it, and how the Obama White House is going to respond?
I think that the two areas where it's likely to have some actual effect, one is at home, where any time that the war comes more or less out of the closet, where it comes out of hiding, and it ends up front and center, it makes people feel less good about it here. So that's one place. The second place is Pakistan, where, you know, there is this story. The story that gained traction here is the Pakistanis are dealing with us, but they're double-timing because they're also running the Taliban. And again, well, that information in these documents came from, basically came up from Afghan intelligence, which at least The Guardian felt didn't indicate reliable information. Certainly people have been talking for years about the fact that the Pakistani intelligence, ISI, its intelligence agency, had a relationship to the Taliban and possibly a very close one. And the release of these documents forces the Obama administration potentially to put even more pressure on the Pakistanis. And I don't think that's going to play out well at all in Pakistan, where we're looked on as largely by public opinion already as an enemy state. So I think that it is creating certain problems, yes.
That was Tom Engelhart, creator of the Nation Institute's TomDispatch.com website. His most recent book is titled The American Way of War: How Bush's Wars Became Obama's.